Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 15th of May, and I'm recording at 9:50 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, apologies for last night's audio. I noticed that there were a lot of sort of breathy sounds in it. I just had the microphone a little bit too close to me on my headset, but hopefully it's better here tonight. Well, we had a nervous market in here today, and it started with some poor quarterly results from France and also Italy, and just a concern over the slowness of European economic growth, EU economic growth, I should say, because the UK has been doing pretty well. And then David Tepper, a U.S. hedge fund manager, well-known U.S. hedge fund manager, who had been bullish last November, but he mentioned that he was nervous in here today. And that certainly triggered some profit-taking at a time when markets were vulnerable up near the higher side of their ranges. So let's run through some of the specifics here and see what actually happened. Japan's been struggling for a while over all the uncertainty over the VAT hike and energy policies, and the sustainability of GDP growth, but that was down and 0.75 percentage point, and it's going to get hit tomorrow, I think, for a little bit more, because the yen has firmed in here at 101.57 against the U.S. dollar. China, a mixed picture coming in terms of the Hang Seng Index. It's actually having a good week overall. Looks like an upward dynamic on a weekly candlestick chart. But the mainland, we had a drop of 1.1% here in the Shanghai Composite Index, a little bit more in the Shenzhen Composite Index. Taiwan bucked the trend, but only fractionally, up a tiny, tiny bit. But Australia, a little bit higher. India, well, another new all-time high in here today. But again, it only gained 0.38%. But remember, the poll seats issue. Well, we should know where we stand on that tomorrow. I don't think we'll know. I know they're counting today, but I don't know if they'll know during India's actual trading hours. But the barrier that needs to be crossed is 372 seats, just to give Narendra Modi's team an overall majority, which would be bullish. Now, the rest of Asia, well, rest of Asia is quietly steady for the most part, although Thailand slipped a tiny bit. Indonesia was closed. Europe, that's where we saw some selling pressure for a number of these markets, although not all of them. Sweden and Switzerland managed some gains in here today. But I'd mentioned Italy is down 3.61% on that GDP difficulty, and CAC 40, that's France, not so big, but down 1.25% overall. Spain down 2.35 of a percent. So these are some big hits. The Euro Stoxx 50 index down nearly 1.5%. And that's produced a downside key day reversal from the higher side of its trading range. It actually pushed up here this morning, but then closed with that hit, partly because of Wall Street's influence overall. Now, Wall Street got clipped. It did pare the losses towards the close. But nevertheless, the Dow was down just over 1%. The S&P was down nearly 1%. NASDAQ actually did a little bit better there, but, well, not much. 0.76, 0.75% to the downside. Mexico down 1.38%, and Brazil down 1%. Brazil has been quite strong here recently being one of these lagging resources markets, which is showing signs of recovery. Just going to take the headset off here for a second. I have a little cough. Apologies for that. Clear the throat. Now, on Wall Street and the concern here, let me try to just summarize it generally, because I think we've been saying, I've been saying, and Owen's been saying, and I'm sure you've heard this and also read this in our copy, that 2014 was going to be a different year, certainly from 2013. And one of the reasons for that is that Wall Street was completing its fifth year of a bull market recovery. More important one, though, is that the S&P 500, as you may recall, had surged over 30% in 2013 alone. So that was a clear overextension relative to the moving averages, and it was going to require some digestion time, if you'll accept that description of it. And the NASDAQ Composite and the Russell 2000, which had been powerful leaders of the bull market to the upside, they did even better last year than the S&P. But as a consequence of that strength, that valuations were no longer cheap, and they are actually quite expensive for the new tech sector. And I've talked a lot about that new tech bubble, which, of course, as you know, is now burst quite decisively. And that's on the shares that fell back sharply. That's put highs in there that will last for at least the medium term. Also, another problem is that U.S. earnings were often flattered by corporate share buyback programs. That's good for bulls when they're long and the shares are moving up. But it just shows that those earnings are not quite so good, because the shares that have been bought back don't count in the earnings per share calculation overall. So, excuse me. So that, again, my point is it's flattered the results, and U.S. is on expensive ratings anyway relative to other stock markets. And, of course, the QE tapering was underway. Well, 4.5 months later, you know, what can we say? What's actually changed? Well, when I already mentioned that new tech bubble has clearly and decisively burst. Market breadth is deteriorating. In other words, not so many stocks are moving to the upside. That group is narrowing here overall. And the indices which had led on the upside, such as the NASDAQ Composite and the Russell 2000, have clearly lost upside or uptrend consistency overall. And they clearly show potential top formation development. And they are currently testing the lower side of the formations. They haven't broken under the Russell 2000 broken under its rising 200-day moving average, but not decisively. The NASDAQ is still above that 4,000 point, but only by 70 points. And bank shares. Owen's written about these bank shares in here today, and I think you want to have a look at that. They are underperforming, and that's a concern, because directionally, they're a leading indicator. And when we see, when you get a bull market, and again, we've had a bull market of over 5 years on Wall Street, and then when you see the bank shares losing their uptrend consistency, as is clearly the case now, that's a little warning sign. So I don't want to terrify anyone. I think this is a slowly unfolding drama. The interest rates remain low. There's still plenty of liquidity that's sloshing around the system. The Fed, even though the QE tapering is continuing, it's not going to raise short-term interest rates. A slow growth environment is really conducive to a reasonably good environment for stock markets, as long as people aren't expecting that growth to growth to collapse, and I don't think it will. But again, expect choppy moves. Avoid the high valuation shares, I would say. Avoid the new tech. It's too soon, I think, to look for bargains, although you'll get short covering rallies and technical rallies along the way. But I think those shares have certainly peaked for the lengthy medium term. And they're better values elsewhere around the globe. That's pretty much a summary here on stock markets. Looking at the government bond yields, they're coming down. And today, the U.S. 10-year Treasury, remember that it traded for such a long time in that 2.8 to 2.6 region. Well, it's just below 2.5 right now. Got hit yesterday and let me rephrase that. Because I'm talking about the yields coming down, but the bond market is actually strengthening. That's bringing the yields down. The yields fell sharply yesterday, and they continue down in here today to the closing level of 2.497 for the 10-year. Other bond markets in Europe moving similarly. And other developments, well, precious metals had a good day yesterday, but not today, nor did industrial metals. But palladium down over 16 to 18, 812, sorry, down $16 to 812. Silver currently down 26.5 cents to 1950.51, so that retraced yesterday's gains. Platinum didn't quite retrace yesterday's gains, but it's down over $18 in here today, 1467. And gold in early trading was up around 1308, but it's closed here today at 12. Well, it's still trading actually at 1296 and change. That's down over $9.5 here. So choppy action here overall. Is it support building? Well, quite possibly, but that's not something that we can bank on at this stage just yet. Crude oil lower, natural gas stronger. In here, that U.S. WTI is at 101.56. Commodities, more commodities down than up. I mentioned the industrial metals. Nickel took a big hit. Nickel had been an outstanding performer this year, but got clipped yesterday and fell sharply in here today. In terms of currency action, well, that U.S. dollar soft here at DXY, that's against the Europeans, at 80.03. Remember, 79 is that support level over the last number of months. And the European Central Bank is having some success in getting the euro down. It was alarmed to see the test of 140 last week, and we now have that trading at 1.37 against the US dollar. Sterling actually is a little firmer though, at 1.6790, so nearly 1.68. And I think those are the main moves here overall. Indian rupee, steady. And on that note, we look forward to a little more excitement tomorrow. All the very best to all of you.